Hello and welcome to another episode of Rhythm and Brews. I'm joined today by returning guest Michael Wheeler.
Hey everybody.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Who's here today to talk to us about his favorite Halloween songs. Mm-hmm. You're a pretty big Halloween buff, right? A horror buff in general?
Yeah, I like creepy stuff. Like kind of a classic, you know, creepy scare type, Frankenstein, Wolfman.
Yeah, kind of monsters, sort of old school. Not necessarily scary, but definitely kind of from a monsters kind
sure,
of vein.
Yeah.
We were talking before this, and you were saying that that was more your exposure to kind of like the horror world growing up, was some of the more harmless, but still kind of kid spooky
sort
of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I probably dressed up as Frankenstein 6 or 7 times, you know, when I was a kid, because it didn't ever really seem scary to me. You know, reading the reports of when, you know, the Boris Karloff Frankenstein came out and people fainting and had to be warned ahead of time. And I appreciate the creepiness of it, but I was never really, I just like wanted to hang out with them.
Sure. Well, what made you want to do an episode about Halloween songs specifically?
I found myself kind of being surprised that there were Halloween songs, or at least songs that fit sort of in that monster genre that were, you know, outside of, you know, the Misfits and Alice
sure.
Cooper and, you know, admittedly Rob Zombie. I mean, I love all those things, but yeah, I just thought it was kind of a neat idea.
They'd almost feel like holiday appropriate, like a Christmas song would.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
What to you makes a great Halloween song?
It's got to have a cool beat. You know, it's like some of my favorite Rob Zombie tunes kind of sound like the old Munsters theme. You know, but I think it's also got to be kind of almost campy, kind of tongue in cheek. You know, it's like, have you ever heard the
not taking itself too seriously? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's things that I don't necessarily find these songs scary. I think they just sort of like revel in the enjoyment of, hey, I'm going to sing about being a wolf man or,
right.
You know, I've got a zombie chasing me or something, you know,
the like fun element of
sure,
it.
Sure. Yeah.
Well,
they're more almost more like trick or treat songs. You know?
Yeah, yeah, right, that's a perfect way to describe it. It reminds me of like the fun of Haunted Mansion.
Yeah,
like that's
totally
kind of the vibe of it. Well, we'll get into your playlist in just a moment, but we always start with a segment we call BYOB.
Right on.
Tell us what you're drinking and why.
I am drinking. I'm gonna try to pronounce this. Weyerbacher Imperial Pumpkin Ale. I figured I'd just give up on life this year and actually buy a pumpkin beer for once.
I don't think I've ever tried that one.
Yeah, it kind of jumped out at me. It's kind of a cool, like retro-looking jack-o'-lantern wearing a crown with a scepter and brewed with pumpkin. It actually tastes like pumpkin.
Really?
Surprisingly. It's a little like meaty.
Is it, it's imperial? Is it strong?
No, it's 8%.
Oh, that's pretty high.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be hammered by this.
I'm a whiskey guy, so.
All right. Well, I brought a beer called Haunted House by Allagash Brewing. I haven't had it yet. I think it's like a dark Belgian ale, but I was up at the Allagash Brewery a few months ago. I saw this on the shelf, and I was like, I have to get that just in case we do exactly this type of episode
sure.
around this time of year. So let's crack these open, and we'll get into the playlist.
Right on.
You talked about Rob Zombie already, and he's got the first song on your playlist.
He
I
does,
think.
Yep. A song called Everybody's Scream from 2003. It was a track on his House of a Thousand Corpses soundtrack. I think this song, probably better than any other song on my list, encapsulates the vibe I was going for. You know, you've got the horror television host, Dr. Wolfenstein, and, you know, talking about the Creature Feature Show. I used to love watching the Creature Double Feature when I was growing up as a kid. I probably just made myself sound really old. Google that, kids. But yeah, he's got the wolves howling. It's got the cool driving, you know, Dracula beat in the background, and it's Rob Zombie doing what Rob Zombie does best, you know?
It's absolutely what you described, where it's like it's campy, but it's got the like spooky groove to it, and it has Rob Zombie written all over it.
Oh, totally. You can just see like, you know, just a sea of people bobbing their heads to it with, you know, toilet paper mummy costumes and, you know.
Or easily soundtrack to a horror movie.
Sure, yeah.
I imagine like a big scene of like Jason just murdering a bunch of people at a party or right. like.
Yeah, there's a bit, if I remember correctly, I think there's a bit in the movie where they're watching Dr. Wolfenstein's Creature Feature Show. You know, so he kind of like makes an appearance in the actual movie, you know. It's a good little tune. You kind of like imagine the strobe lights and just the fog lamps and, you know. And get obligatory girls screaming in the background, you know.
Wouldn't be a horror without a Scream Queen feature.
Of course not.
I know he involves his wife like in every movie that he does. Is she involved in his music at all?
Probably as maybe some sampling. She's been in almost every single one of his videos.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's like when you listen to this with headphones on, it's just really awesome, just organ thing in the background. It's just a blast. Like if I rolled up on a house that was playing this for Trick or Treat, you know, I'd not want to leave until the loop came back again, you know?
That takes us right into Pet Sematary.
Pet Sematary by the Ramones. I couldn't make this list without, you know, without including this tune. It's funny because my memory of this song wasn't that it was actually in the movie. Like, I actually looked it up recently. It was in the credits. For okay. Pet Sematary. I remember the video for this, but was never really aware that they actually used it as part of the soundtrack for the movie. And it turns out they wrote it at Stephen King's house.
Really?
Yeah. That's the story anyway. That's, you know, they were visiting him up in Maine. He gave him a copy of Pet Sematary. They came back and said, hey, we have this song. And here it is.
They all did coke together.
I'm sure they did, sure, right. Raise the Dead, you know.
That movie's wild.
It
too.
Is wild. They're remaking it.
I heard that. Yeah. Supposedly the remake looks pretty good. The original one has one of the most insane lines I've ever heard in a movie, which is like the old man at the end of it is like, "It's Thanksgiving Day for cats,"
yeah.
which already bonkers.
Sure. Right.
And then he's like, "But only for cats that have come back from the dead." I'm just like, "What? Right. What are you talking about?"
The new trailer for that. I was watching it with my wife, and they've got like the kids with the animal masks walking through the forest, beating the drum. And I just was waiting to hear, you know, sometimes dead is better, but they got John Lithgow doing it. And he doesn't have the main accent. I'm like, oh, come on.
I can't hear that guy, the original guy, yeah. without thinking of the South Park parody of him.
Oh,
he's
totally.
In
oh,
so
yeah.
many episodes.
Right. It's like,
spot on.
I hate myself because I can't think of the actor's name, but you know, he played Herman Munster.
I don't think I could ever tell you his name in a million years.
He's the judge in My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I wouldn't have put that together. Yeah, I can't imagine this song making sense in the movie.
No, I don't think it's actually in the... I think it's just
right.
the place during the credits, which I just thought
it was
just like, they're like, hey, we like this movie. We're going to make a song for it. I'm like, no, it's actually part of the whole project, you know?
Yeah. It is a perfect credit credit song
right.
for it.
Yeah, I still have some lingering issues with that original film.
Like what?
They killed a kid.
Oh,
you know,
right.
It's like you killed a little kid and then his little hand flops out of the tiny little casket. And
they have to kill him for it to work.
Sure, they have to. I mean, that's the story, but it's just... And then the... Oh, and the worst thing, and I know a lot of my friends will agree with me on this, when he slices the scalpel across his Achilles tendon. Ugh.
Oh, yeah, that's messed up.
Not to mention Denise Crosby's flashbacks to her ailing sister who is dying, like, racked with, like, TB or something
in
the bed, you know? So that's the fun side of Halloween.
I don't think of that as like a really serious horror movie, but it does have some messed up stuff in it.
Yeah.
And that brings us into the first of these songs that I never heard of.
Never heard of it. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Little Red Riding Hood, 1966.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Wooly Bully, you heard that song. They did that. Yep. That's them, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think this is strictly a Halloween song. It's about a big bad wolf trying to get in with Little Red Riding Hood, and it's pretty skeezy at some points, you know. But this song terrifies a friend of mine, and I know she'll be listening, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I do like that concept for a song, that it's like, is it from the bad, Big Bad Wolf's perspective, basically?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You Little Red Riding Hood, you sure are looking good. Yeah, yeah.
That's, yeah, nice and creepy. Sure. Nice and predatory in this
wicked,
modern
wicked, yeah,
world we're living in. It reminds me of, did you ever see Into the Woods?
Yeah.
The wolf song in that,
oh,
where
sure.
he's like, yeah, creepily stalking her.
Right. I mean, there's a, like, and I probably didn't. I listened to a lot of oldies growing up when I was a kid. I was that kid who knew all the songs from Dirty Dancing before his junior year or freshman year of high school, you know? So I grew up with like listening to this type of stuff. So it's always kind of stayed with me. But when you get older and there's a part where he's like talking about his disguise, but he's saying, I'm going to keep my sheepskin on. And I'm like, oh, is that a reference for condoms?
Gross, yeah.
Right. It's like the, you know, listening to, you know, Jerry Lee Lewis singing about 16-year-olds or something.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Except a little bit more on the nose.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. It's a pretty bad example.
Have they ever made like a straight up horror movie adaptation of Little Red Riding Hood? I feel like that would be awesome.
They made one a few years ago. I think they just called it Red. They might have just called it Red Riding Hood.
Okay.
Amanda Seyfried?
Oh, yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Yeah, my wife still hasn't forgiven me for making her go to the theater to see that.
All right, so what's the next song?
The next song is the Monster Mash, which I'm sure everybody knows, the Bobby Boris Pickett version. I decided to start my own tradition of being on your show and using the Beach Boys version. A little callback to my first appearance on your show.
Perfect.
Yeah. They used to perform this live in their 63-64 tour. Mike Love really chewing up the scenery with the underlight on them and making the faces and getting all the little girls to scream.
I didn't even know they did a version of this.
Yeah, yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
It suits their style so
yeah,
well.
It does, yeah. The harmonies and the perfect and just the simple, too. Right. Mike Love gets to be, you know, Mike Love.
Goofball center
Goofball,
of attention.
Goofball, yeah.
This was the one that I feel like this is pretty 101, but you can't not put it on a Halloween list. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Was I going to be that guy that didn't put it on, you know?
Who was too cool for Monster
Sure, Man. I'm too cool. Right, right.
This makes me think, I love going to karaoke, but I don't go as often as I should.
Yeah.
And hearing this reminds me of a time where I went to karaoke and someone sang this.
Right.
And it just reminded me that I don't go often enough that it falls on Halloween.
Right.
You know? And there's something so fun about singing like Halloween songs like this or Thriller or any
oh,
of the other ones
totally.
We've gone to that just would be perfect crowd pleasers for Halloween.
Yeah, we should probably do that.
I would love that.
Embarrass our lives.
We've never said this before, but we work together. Yeah. My team at work is always talking about doing karaoke. I think they've actually gone a couple times
oh,
just
cool.
without me, because fuck me, right?
Right, I guess, yeah.
But right. We got to make more of an effort to do like a Virgin Pulse karaoke.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Night.
Yeah.
Dibs on Monster Mash.
Right on. All right.
This next one's also pretty right on the nose.
Oh, yeah. This is by an artist called Round Robin. It's a tune called I'm the Wolf Man. And it is hands down my favorite song on the list.
Really?
Yeah, I listen to the song year round. I'm, you know, full disclosure, the Wolfman's my favorite old school monster.
I think that's the correct answer.
Yeah.
Who's the fourth one? Is it the Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Creature from the Black Lagoon is always a good one, yeah.
It's Frankenstein, Dracula, Frankenstein, Wolfman, Creature, right?
Yeah.
You ever see Monster Squad?
Oh, of course. Wolfman's got nards. Yeah, when I have the shirt. this song, just maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I became aware of, and I was just like, who is this guy singing about the Wolfman? He had some hits, Round Robin. He's kind of a like chubby checker type guy, you know, sort of a portly gentleman. Actually has a song where he introduces it, where he's saying, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the roundest of them all. He's been on, you know, he's on Dick Clark Show, you know. So he had some.
It's almost like if Chuck Berry did novelty songs. Like, that's what it makes me think.
Yeah,
of.
The guitar. I mean, the guitar just kills me on this. It's so just like
classic rock and
roll. Classic, like Kinks. Like, it's 1966, and it's like the guy that wrote this, and I think the guy who played guitar, you know how hard it is to find information on one, like, not even one hit wonders from 1966? I'm just guessing because
no,
it's
hit wonders.
Yeah. The guy who wrote this, Baker, I think his name is Baker Knight, but he wrote like huge hits like Lonesome Town and the wonder of love, or the Wonder of You, that Elvis tune.
Yep.
So the guy that wrote this, I'm the Wolfman, and plays guitar, he had those giant hits.
Is it the singer or no?
No, he's just the songwriter. And again, you get the girl in the back. He does the girl voice too. It's great. I highly recommend YouTubing this video of him performing it, because it's just fantastic.
What's our next one here?
This next tune is called It's a Monster's Holiday by Buck Owens. It's kind of a staple of the classic California, Bakersfield, you know, California sound. And another one of those, like, quirky, you know, he's, like, at a dance, and Dracula's coming up on him, and here comes the Wolfman, and kind of a nice little connection. Both of Rob Zombie's movies, Devil's Rejects and House of a Thousand Corpses, both had Buck Owens songs in them. So,
interesting.
I kind of unfortunately like associate some Buck Owens tunes with horror.
I mean, this one makes sense.
Sure.
Like.
Right. That's what I love about like some of Rob Zombie's films, is he takes like these completely just innocuous tunes and puts them in horrible situations. It's kind of like Tarantino does that too. Yeah, you know?
Absolutely. There's right. Something really unsettling about that.
Yeah. There's a great scene in the first film, House of a Thousand Corpses, where they're playing a Slim Whitman tune, I Remember You. It's like real high, like, you know, falsetto type country singer. And it's got this just scathing final high-pitched note as the camera pans out as they've got a cop on his knees, and as the song ends, they just like shoot the cop in the head, and it's just punctuates the beauty of the song with this horrible thing going on. Yeah.
I feel like they don't make songs like this anymore.
Nope.
The closest thing you get are like weird YouTube joke songs, like What Does the Fox Say, but like I feel like nobody's making novelty music these days.
Yeah, I agree.
Except for that one band I told you about that
right,
does what are they called? God damn it.
Yeah. Something to plead.
I Plead the Fifth is their most recent song.
Okay, okay.
But the... I'm gonna... My friends are gonna kill me.
Yeah.
Feeding Frenzy.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the name
that's
of the
it,
band.
Yeah, yeah.
Just yeah, awesome, like surf rock horror songs. They are have to be like inspired by this type of thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Gotcha.
And that takes us to They're Coming to Take Me Away.
Yeah. So about this song, not strictly a Halloween song.
It's kind of a murder song, isn't it?
It's about a guy who's having a nervous breakdown because his girlfriend breaks up with him. Another novel. I don't know what was wrong with 1966 with all these crazy novelty songs, but this song, aside from any type of like horror movie score that might trigger a memory of a horrible scene in a film, this song legitimately terrifies me. And has ever since I was a kid, and I might not be able to get to the end of this listening to it.
What movie is it in?
It's not in a movie. I'm just saying, like, without, like, you hear the theme for Halloween, you hear that piano, and you're like, oh, that's scary. I feel scared. You hear the Friday the 13th theme, that's scary. This is the only song that isn't one of those things that just, like, absolutely horrifies me.
Oh, I got you.
Just terrifies me.
Just because of the theme of it, or I mean, he just sounds so insane.
He sounds insane. It's got that he's singing in the rhythm of the drums. He's not, you know, the weird siren in the background. And but the flip side of this single was the same song just backwards. You know,
it's very deranged and manic.
Yeah. And it's just one of those things that you discover, you know, while listening to Dr. Demento when you're a kid, and it just kind of unsettles you. I read somewhere that it has the distinction of being the one song to have the furthest drop from one week to another on the Billboard chart.
Really?
Yeah. It's known as like the room clearer. you put this song on at the end of the night and people just like walk out. He's messing with, he's like one of those DJs that, you know, he's like the dude with the chipmunks, right? He's just like messing around with the
The artist?
No, he's like that type of guy. He's like, oh, I'm just going to mess around with the speed of tape. And yeah,
it is very like, what's going on with that guy?
Seriously, right? And that was it.
Wow. Well, I think it took us to your very last one. I Want My Baby Back.
Oh, did I send that to you?
You did. Do you not want this?
Yeah, let's put that on because I definitely want to talk about this song. Oh, man. This was going to be one of my extras.
Mention.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is one of those like great like late 50s, early 60s teen tragedy songs. You know, girlfriend dies in a car wreck. And oh, when I woke, you know, there was my baby. And over there was my baby. And just the clinker of this song, just it ends with him. He's singing the refrain, you know, I want my baby back, I want my baby back. But it sounds like he's digging.
Oh, that's... I don't really know the song, but that is so harrowing.
So it ends with him digging up her grave and, like, getting in the coffin with her.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I'm sure this song was probably banned at some point.
When is this from? Like the 40s?
No. It was probably like the late 60s.
Oh, I was misreading the name of the album it's on, which is 40 Rock and Roll Classics, not 40s
right,
Rock and
right,
Roll
right.
Classics. I was like, that's kind of early for rock and roll.
Yeah. Right. You know, he's taking a stab at all those tropes of like leader in the pack and, you know, the last kiss, but he's just turning into this macabre, gross thing of him digging his girlfriend up. I totally forgot I put this on the list.
I just can't see how any record label was like, yep. Perfect.
Yeah, sure. Let's put this
print
out.
Print it.
Right.
Gotta have my baby back.
Insane. Yeah, you can start hearing him digging.
Ugh.
He opens the coffin, right?
That is really dark, especially for the
60s.
1965. Gross.
Gross, yeah.
It's the this song and the one before, the derangement of the main voice is just so disturbing.
Right.
It's what have you ever seen the original Black Christmas?
Oh yeah.
It reminds me of how deranged the killer in that movie is.
Right.
Ugh.
Right.
You can make a movie of that song.
So now he's like singing the final verse like from inside the coffin. Right. Ugh.
Ugh. It's really clever. It actually would be kind of a cool like short or something like that. But man, that is messed up.
Yeah, maybe I should have saved that for my Valentine's Day show.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well,
for those of you still listening.
Yeah. For those of you who don't think we're psychopaths now, let's move on to our drinking game.
Right on.
Today, I'm going to play some horror-themed classics for you, and you got to tell me what movie it's from.
All right.
Some of these are going to be slam dunks. You'll know them, you know, just gimmies, and then some of them will be a little bit more challenging.
Cool.
You ready to go?
I am ready to go.
The rules are, the drinking rules are, if you get it right, I'll take a drink. If you get it wrong, you'll take one.
Gotcha.
And your first one starts now. This is on the harder end, I would say.
The Exorcist?
Very close.
Rosemary's Baby.
It's Phantasm.
Oh, man. Talk about movies that I... Yeah. All right, I'll take a drink for that one. That's a messed up movie.
And here's your next one.
I can't believe I'm going to lose the horror movie theme song game.
I don't know if I'll give you a clue. This is by the Dickies.
Oh, man. It almost sounds like... Is that like Phantom of the Paradise or something like that?
It's Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Never saw it. All right.
All right.
Tanked.
All right, let's sprinkle in some easy ones.
It's Halloween.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, next one. This is fun.
Yeah.
Excuse, a few of these are like the ringtone version.
Gotcha. That sounds like a Creepshow type thing.
That's actually an excellent guess. It's kind of a fun vibe that way, but it's not. It's a much more mainstream movie, and it's maybe arguably more of a comedy than a horror. 80s. I can give you one more clue and then you'll definitely get it.
Is it Monster Squad?
No, it's Tim Burton.
Oh, really? What the heck did he do in the 80s?
Maybe early 90s?
Oh, Night Before Christmas. It's not Night Before Christmas.
It's Beetlejuice.
Oh, man. I suck.
All right, here we go.
That's The Exorcist.
You're right.
Yeah.
I was thinking for sure some of these would be way too easy, so I probably pushed it a little too hard in the difficult end. This won't mean anything to you, but this is probably my favorite horror franchise of all time.
Franchise? I'm going to take a wild guess and say it's Scream.
That's not a bad guess. I actually do love the Scream movies. That's Evil Dead.
Oh, jeez. When do they play this song in Evil Dead?
I think it's when he's lamenting about his girlfriend's death.
Okay.
Because I was thinking that, too. I was like, it feels like an Evil Dead song to me, yeah. But I can't, like, place it in the movie. It's a fun one. It's all about the organ.
Seriously. See it.
I feel like you mentioned this earlier. I mean, you mentioned something very similar. It's not a creep show.
What's the other one? Is it So like one of those anthology horrors, like, yeah, like Tales, from, like Tales
exactly
from the Dark Side. Yeah.
Ooh, Tales from the Crypt.
Oh. Yeah. Good thing I like this beer.
This one may not be like recognizable, but thematically you should be able to get it.
Getting like an Omen vibe, or
it's 100% the Omen.
Oh, nice. I guess I should stick to Beach Boys, huh?
There's I think just one left here. Right. If you get to a point where you need a hint, I'll give you one.
All right.
It's a Dario Argento movie.
Uh-huh. Not the one they're remaking? That's too easy. Yeah, all right. That's Suspiria, yeah.
What a great song.
It's awesome.
It's such an awesome horror theme.
I'm looking forward to that new version.
I haven't seen it. Have they done a trailer or anything yet?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I just think I love the theme because it's very, it evokes like ballerina dancing
right.
for me, but
which
it's still like
on
out creepy and
in
like
a way kind of creepy.
Well, that brings us to the end of the show.
That was fast.
I know. It flies by. Do you have any final thoughts on Halloween, on the beer that you're drinking? Is it good, by the way?
Dude, it's good. It's like a nutmeg bomb.
Got it. I feel like those heavy, like, fall, winter beers, you can only... It's kind of like a one-and-done situation sometimes.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, I had a blast. I guess I have some mid-80s slasher movies to catch up on. Killer
yeah,
killer Clowns.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know that you have to watch that. But There's so many movies out there too that are in that vein where everyone's like, dude, you gotta see it. And right. you definitely don't gotta see it.
Sure.
Like they're you can live your whole life not seeing Killer Clowns from
It's
outer
also
space.
Funny how many of those movies base their theme songs on the xylophone.
Huh, I never even considered that, but I do think like that like very distinct like twinkly xylophone yeah. tone is now that you mention it is very pronounced yeah. in a lot of those songs. Do you have anything to plug for yourself before we sign off?
No, just thanks for having me on again. I had a good time. Looking forward to hearing how it turns out and maybe coming back.
Absolutely, man. Anytime. I'll just briefly plug before we go. Guys, buy Drinking Buddies, the Drinking Man's Thinking Game, at our website, wasted-minds.com/store. You can buy the copy, your copy of the game there. Also, get involved. We want to hear what your favorite Halloween songs are, so hit us up at facebook.com/musictoyourbeers or at Wasted Minds LLC on Twitter. Let us know what you're thinking. All right. To everyone Cheers. Listening, here's to you.
Happy Halloween.
Afraid of no good.